It's time for stage direction on 95 BFM.
Yes, and?
And it's happening now.
Yes, and?
And it's time to listen to it.
Yes, and?
And then the dog picked up a knife.
You're listening to Stage Direction on 95 BFM, thanks to Basement Theatre.
I love that intro. Jordan, are you there?
I'm there.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're there. I'm here. We can have one each. You be there, I'll be here. And so thanks for making the time. You are from Basement Theatre, correct?
I sure am. Thanks for having me.
Oh, nice. So thanks for having us in your heart. Tell us what we're talking about today. We are talking about a few different shows.
Yeah, so we're talking all about Basement's Winter Makatariki season that kicked off last week. With our first two shows, but we've got 19 more shows at the stage between now and the end of July.
That's not daunting for you at all.
Not daunting at all.
Wow. 19. Okay, don't want you to have to pick your favourite children, but why don't you tell us about a few of them?
I mean, there's a few highlights. Things silly not to talk about this week. We've got, I suppose this is Basement history in the making. We've got Gen Alpha making their debut at Basement Theatre this week with Step Into the Fire. A group of high school kids coming to do their very first improv show here at Basement. Very thrilled to have them, and they're already sold out. So I'd say the future seems very bright.
It's amazing. And Step Into the Fire, is that almost like a name for to challenge themselves with? You know, like, is that them stepping out into the fire or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And kind of jumping in the deep end, which is what we love to see here at Basement.
That's wild. That's so cool.
Later on this week, totally different end of the spectrum, we've got established performer Nick Tepa from Orti Porti with his show Babyface.
Oh, cool.
All about professional wrestling and growing up in small town New Zealand.
Wow.
which I'm very excited to see this one. I know Nick from way, way back. We've made some theatre together.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited to see his, as far as I know, his first solo. I'm going to be finding out what a suplex is.
Wow.
And what that has to do with growing up in rural Aotearoa.
Wow. Well, it seems to be the season. I'm a big fan of Maynard Larkin, who was Randa, and has just done a country album themed around wrestling. It seems like wrestling's getting its moment. I'm really liking it. And this show sounds amazing. I'm you know, as you can probably imagine up here at BFM, I love the sound and the music, and I hear that Zach Nichols from Koizilla and Space Bats Attack is on sound design, which is a big plus for me.
He sure is. I'm really excited. I've worked with Zach a few times with Savannah. And hey, amazing musician and just as good behind the desk in the theatre as well.
That's so cool. Are you finding that that is happening a bit more often, that, you know, people are getting excited about who's doing the sound design? That seems to be, maybe it's just me, but I feel like I'm starting to pay a bit more attention to that stuff.
I think so, totally. I've just, actually, it's closed now, but caught Play Fight, said Paulina Schneiderman on the deck, also known as Polly Hill.
That's right.
I know that was a big pull for me. And we love the kind of genre bending. Is it music? Is it sound design?
Yeah.
You know, kind of opening up different ways into the theatre and different ways for people to come in.
I'm sure there's old sound design heads from way back saying, actually, this is our... You don't step off, musicians, but I'm into it. I'm liking this blurring of lines. It's good.
I'm into it. Hey, later this month, we've got, continuing with the music theme, we've got a group of the recent grads from Toi Whakaata New Zealand Drama School called Claw Collective. They're bringing their show Mic Drop to Auckland. So Mic Drop is almost a musical. It's kind of in the rap world. It's about Amir, Jared, and Matthew. They're in high school, ready to take over the Auckland rap scene, and I won't spoil it, but something comes up along the way that makes their plans go awry. but I love that they're bringing rap in that world to Basement, mixing it up with theatre. I think that'll be a really hot ticket.
And is that sort of what's the where am I going with this? Is it deadly serious? Is it a mixture of sort of drama and a bit of levity? What's your sort of sense of that?
It's got some heart in it, but it's definitely a little bit silly, a little bit funny. You know, nothing too heavy for these middle of winter days.
Oh, amazing. Well, those all sound completely different to each other and all amazing, which is kind of what I've come to know from the Basement Theatre. All very unpredictable, but predictably amazing. And
absolutely.
I love that it's not just an empty room that you kind of shrug and let anyone walk through the door. It's very considered and very, you know, it's at once very, very welcoming, inclusive place, but also got a really high bar, and you can be pretty sure if you walk through the doors of the Basement, you're going to see something pretty amazing.
I mean, I'm a little bit biased, but I'm very lucky to...
Feel free to agree,
You know, the best new artists in the country through our doors.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Something, always something good to see at Basement. Who knows what it will be?
Who knows what it will be?
It'll get you thinking.
Yeah, buy a ticket, just walk through those doors. That's the idea. So, well, thank you very much. And just to recap really quickly, the first show we spoke about, Step Into the Fire, is sold out.
It's sold out, but Babyface is on this week. Only three shows, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Grab your tickets at basementtheatre.co.nz.
Nice. That's at 6:30 p.m. as well. So after work and see the show. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jordan. And I know we'll be speaking to each other again soon.
We sure will. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye.
Oh, marvellous! Marvellous! Bravo!
That was Stage Direction on 95 BFM. Thanks to Basement Theatre.